This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A bill to make diapers, incontinence underwear, and menstrual products tax-exempt is moving through the legislature. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Supporters say these are vital products for the people who need them, and so, like food, should not be taxed. It's a little hard to calculate how much revenue the state would give up if the bill passes, but nonpartisan analysts estimate it could be around $9 million a year. 7 states currently exempt menstrual products from sales tax, according to Forbes, and 10 states exempt diapers. Lawmakers have passed other laws in recent years to make menstrual products more available to students and incarcerated women. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
State officials say transmission, hospitalizations, and other coronavirus trends have improved significantly. The rate of positive tests is below 8%.
A month ago, the number was more than triple that, a pandemic record of nearly 30%. Confirmed COVID-19 hospitalizations fell to 705, half what it was just a month ago, and the lowest since the end of summer. The Omicron variant fueled the huge January wave. Despite the improvement, health officials say the positivity rate is still higher than the 5% goal and caution new variants could upend the progress.
CPR's John Daly. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then snow likely for the Front Range, lows around 25 degrees, snow showers and around 15 overnight in the mountains, rain and snow mix on the western slope. This is CPR News.